This is Dick Clark on the Unistar Radio Network with the best music one more time. It's good to have you along for this hour of Rock, Roll, and Remember. We're going to hear from Sly of Sly and the Family Stone in just a minute or two. We'll spotlight Van Morrison and get into our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells. And take you along as we head back in time to relive some of the sights and sounds of our profile year of 1966. Going to get everything underway now with a trip to an area of the United States that was truly a mecca for young people during the year of 1967. That was San Francisco in the Bay Area, where everybody flocked to see what and who was happening, and this group definitely was happening. They were in the forefront of the San Francisco music scene, the Jefferson Airplane. Feed Your Head, indeed. That was Grace Slick and the rest of the Jefferson Airplane with one of their most memorable songs, White Rabbit. Now, across the bay from San Francisco is the city of Oakland, California, the home to this next group. Now, the leader of the band was raised with a strict but loving hand, and this is the man himself to explain, Sly of Sly and the Family Stone.
I got my spankings, you know, and at that time, we called them beatings or killings, and all I knew about was going, making sure I was in church, trying to get my grades, and making sure I get in the house, you know, at the right time, or, you know, just make sure that you can endure a serious exchange of body contact. No, I was raised real good. You know, I am in love with life, and that makes me happy that you can realize that, hey, I'm not, you know, representing the streets, man, only.
Sometimes I'm right.
Dance at the green one.
Number one in gold for Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People. Now, we've been sort of cruising around the San Francisco Bay Area, and let's leave Oakland and head back to the city and hear from another act that originated there. A lot of people thought they were British, but they were mostly American. There was one Irishman in the group. From San Francisco, the Bo Brummels.
Oh, I can't stay, yes, I know. You know I hate to go, but goodbye. Love was sweet, our worlds can never meet. So I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away. Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete. So I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away. Is very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say, now I've cried just a little cause I love you so, and I've died just a little cause I had to go away.
Sal Valentino leading the Bo Brummels on that top 10 hit, Just a Little. Now, when a group turns professional, that brings them into the big leagues of the music business, of course, and when we come back, we'll hear how taking that giant step affected one of the most popular groups of the 1960s. Coming up next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
It's like being hit right below your eyes.
If someone put a needle in your head, it would explode.
My sinus pain just lasts so long.
I can't even wear my glasses because of the sensitivity.
Introducing Drixoral Sinus, the only sinus medicine that takes sinus pain away right away and keeps it away for up to 12 full hours. And for 12 hours, Drixoral Sinus relieves the pressure and congestion that causes the pain.
The people who make Drixoral Sinus really understand sinus pain.
New Drixoral Sinus. Use only as directed.
Spring is the perfect season to get in a brand new Subaru and take off. Which is why Subaru is having Spring Value Days. You could save over $700 on Legacy L sedans and wagons with the Value Plus package. Plus, with substantial factory-to-dealer cash, you could save hundreds more. So come into your Subaru dealer, because a Subaru will take you anywhere you want to go, and you'll have more money to spend once you get there. See your Subaru dealer for complete details. Offer ends soon.
Let's rendezvous. Let's take a romantic vacation for two.
Wine and dine and dance till dawn. So grab your toothbrush, cause we're gone. Let's rendezvous. Let's take a Marriott weekend for two.
The time we share, it means a lot. Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott.
Rendezvous at Marriott this weekend from $59 per night, not per person. Two for breakfast weekend rates are available Thursday through Sunday nights at over 165 participating Marriott hotels, resorts, and suites. Breakfast for two included. Just call 1-800-USA-WKND.
The time we share, it means a lot. Let's take America's weekend vacation at Marriott.
Availability is limited, so call 1-800-USA-WKND or your travel professional now for reservations.
Rock, roll, and remember.
Dick Clark here with our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells, who were kind of forced to improve musically. I mean, they came along at a time when rock and roll and rock and rollers in general were getting into music as a craft and a profession. And here's Tommy James to explain.
It was very strange because I was catapulted, literally, from my hometown into New York, where I had to compete with some pretty heavy dudes. And it was like being in college and then having to go back to kindergarten again. We had to slowly work ourselves out of the bubblegum stigma. We had to work ourselves out of that rut, and it was a constant, methodical, steady progression of songs that finally did it.
Getting together is better than ever. Getting together. I am so happy, baby. Now that you are my lady, we can hold hands together every day. Come on, man. I promise you I'll always give you my love in Norway. You can depend on.
That was Getting Together, which was a fun one by one of the top bands of the 1960s, Tommy James and the Shondells. You know, there are a lot of bands that are identified with the 60s, that 60s sound and look and so forth. This next group got together in the middle part of the decade to play clubs in the San Jose, California area. And they recorded a composition of their own for a little tiny local label, but the thing took off and it was a real big hit for the Syndicate of Sound.
No more. You didn't do nothing that hadn't been done before. Little girl thought she wouldn't get caught, you see. She thought she'd get away with going out on me. Yeah. You didn't think of nothing new. You went out on me, so other girls did it too. We'll be right back. it's all over for you.
Oh, that is pure garage band rock from the Syndicate of Sound, Little Girl. Now, we've got an English group here that'll always be identified with the swinging 60s of London. That was where the group got together, and it was formed by two brothers who named their group after a bit of British slang. These are the Kinks.
Till I met you, but you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life, and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting.
Trademark guitar sound of the Kinks on Tired of Waiting for You. Now, another English band of that era served as a sort of a training ground for a whole string of future British rock stars. The group started out playing American R&B, and at one time or another, people like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and, all four members of the future Led Zeppelin band were in this group. That's quite a family tree. And the Roots were in a group called the Yardbirds. Certainly one of the most influential British rock groups to ever come along, the Yardbirds with For Your Love. All right, let's close out our look at bands of the 60s with one more British group that symbolized that era. In 1990, they said they were reuniting for a spring 1991 tour, but I think for all time they will be identified with the 60s. Great sound, the Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
She's Not There, a fine hit by the Zombies. All right, right now, let's turn back the clock so we can relive some more of our profile year of 1967. Popular culture is going psychedelic these days, and the new groovy look for women includes accessories like body paint, tattoos that come off with nail polish remover, and leg makeup in different day glow colors. This makeup's really important because skirts are very high in this year of 1967, and there's much more leg to go around. Youth is where it's at in 1967, and we'll relive more of that wild profile year a little bit later on in the hour. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a man who started out as a saxophone player in an Irish R&B band, and he went on to become lead singer in his own group before beginning a very successful solo career. He's kind of a shy man, a little hard to pin down. We will pin him down, however, when Rock, Roll, and Remember rolls on.
Presenting two comedians who've turned the confusing conversation into a work of art. Abbott and Costello.
I had to get a job. You don't want to work.
What are you doing?
I got a job in a bakery.
Good.
What are you doing there?
Loafing.
That's...
What are you doing?
Loafing.
Where?
In the bakery.
You working?
Certainly.
Doing what?
Loafing.
Well, that's what I was doing here. I was just taking easy. I was loafing.
No, that kind of loafing. I work when I loaf.
Some conversations, of course, are essential for us to understand. Insurance, for example. But insurance terminology can sometimes be confusing, which is why a Prudential agent will answer as many questions as you have, as many times as you want, in everyday words you can understand, to help you get your piece of the rock.
At the Prudential, we won't let you get it until you've got it.
How much they pay in a bakery store for loafing?
$1.50 an hour.
For loafing?